Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Because I saw Brian for a minute at the Commanders draft party over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that they got bad weather because I think that would have been packed. And
it was still semi-packed, though. It was some pretty folk out there.
The people that were there were into it. And
like,
it was
I'm
fun.
Sorry for being wet. I'm like, we're in the rain. Who cares?
Right. It was just, if it was wet and warm, it would have been fine. Wet and cold is no bueno. But the thing that stood out to me most, Brian, there were a lot of people there. I saw Brian Robinson, Jahan Dotson, Derek Forrest, Jamin Davis, Jeremy Chin, Jameson Crowder was there.
Yeah. JC.
You were there. I saw Jordan Reed. I saw Derek Dockery. I know Doc Walker was there.
Raven Caldwell, Gary Clark, Riley McKenzie.
There was a lot of former players, current players.
Big Dockery.
Yeah, I said that one.
Yeah.
If you were a Commanders, Skins, Washington football team fan, it's a cool event. And I remember last year it was packed and it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
This year it was cold and rainy and you're out on the water. So there's some impediments there. The thing I was most encouraged by, Brian, you want to guess what it was?
No.
Landfill, do you want to guess what I was most encouraged by? Jeffrey.
That there were fans out there?
No, but that was encouraging. Not what I was most encouraged by. I was most encouraged by the absence of one person.
Josh?
No.
Who? Yeah, I don't know.
I was most encouraged that they did not trumpet Jaden Daniels over there. The Jaden Daniels selection and introduction to Washington is not going to be a straight up marketing vehicle to try to sell a bunch of tickets immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old days, there would have been a helicopter from Ashburn to National Harbor with a banner on the back of it that says, "We found our savior. Order your tickets now."
I understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't have had a problem if he was there.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. But I was glad. Like I think
they moved differently, man. Because this is what I saw. Okay, people that were pissed off, and because Josh was in meetings, and Josh has been in the war room, he's learning everything his first year. You know who was representing? His wife. His wife was out there. She spoke to the crowd. Janine Samuels. She did a great job. She was interviewing.
You're saying
people.
Josh Harris's wife was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Harris's wife was there. She basically went into the VIP area, came out to the stage, was talking with everyone. And this is the thing about it. You know, you hear people, the spouses of some of these owners, and it's like they're reading from a script. She didn't sound like that. She sounded like she wrote the damn script. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she's heavily involved. I talked with her earlier, then I talked with one of the sons. These people are living this. It's not just like, oh, here you go. No, they live this. They know what's going on.
Well, dude, Josh talked with the media on Friday. So I also liked at the Daniels presser, throughout the draft, really, all week. Dan, so Adam Peters spoke Thursday night after the pick. Adam Peters spoke Friday night after the pick. When they had the Daniels presser, 2:30 on Friday, Peters briefly introduced him, and then it was just Daniels answering questions and kind of just being cool. After that, Dan Quinn and Josh Harris each spoke for a few minutes briefly with the media, but off to the side, not at the podium. The level of song and dance for drafting number two overall Heisman Trophy winner, guy that had 50 touchdowns last year, like, they're not focused on the song and dance. The dog and pony show doesn't matter.
What did I say for years here, Jay? We win, everything else take care of itself.
Sure.
Every fan I talked to in Detroit, there were a ton of Washington Redskins football team Commanders fans in Detroit. Then on a Saturday, they were out there too. And everybody wants to know, or people are telling me that things seem different. We're being treated with respect. And I tell them, I agree. Darryl Green got on stage and he was basically saying, hell, I'm back. Because, you know, Darryl wasn't around a lot of
times. He was out.
And back. And he said, they reached out to him. He didn't have to call them and say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that the way you treat people, hell, I have noticed a difference in a lot of the employees over there. Because I told you at one point, the way they acted as if their crap didn't stink. Now, they treat people with respect. And if you own any damn business, if you're not doing that, you're going to fail. Point blank.
Totally. I think there should be a serious level of encouragement. We don't know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. I think Jaden Daniels was this draft hinges on Jaden Daniels being a good NBA, a good NFL player, right?
But play NBA, that might help too. Josh put him on the Sixers.
Never know. Yo.
They might need him.
I got a little theory for you. Bob Myers been spending a lot of time with Josh Harris. I feel like Bob Myers might be getting a new job in Philly. Don't you think? Like, I don't know. Maybe he's now a football guy. Maybe he's converted. But you watch, Knicks Sixers yesterday where it was just getting out physicaled. I don't know. That's a different conversation. But shout out to Jaime in Manassas. That's his theory. I'm piggybacking on it. I don't know that Mike Sanistrill is 5'9", 180. I don't know that he can hold up to the physical rigors. I kind of think he can. I think Michigan guys playing for Harbaugh, you got to be pretty damn tough.
Like 5'9", 180, that's a stocky dude. That's a built dude. If he was 6'4", 180 might be a problem.
I'm just saying, I don't know if he's going to be good. I don't know if Coleman's going to be good. I don't know if Sennett's going to be good. I don't know what will happen with any of these dudes. Johnny Newton, we don't know. But the process with which they approached everything was pretty damn impressive. And if you're wondering what they did specifically, like what can you point to that showed a strategy relying on athleticism? Luke McCaffrey, right? Obviously, he's Christian's brother. His father won 2 Super Bowls with the Denver Broncos.
I know he works. I can tell you that.
Right. I think you could bet pedigree doesn't always answer anything, everything, whatever, but you could bet on the work ethic.
Well, everybody
says
you're supposed to draft Drake May because his all of his family members play sports. All of this dude family members play in the NFL. Think about it. People were praising Drake because his brothers play sports. Well, this dude family, daddy and his brother, are good at the NFL.
Right.
So if you're going to praise Drake, you better praise him too.
The short shuttle drill that receivers do at the combine shows quickness and ability to change direction.
There you go.
Right? Which you would think is really important for route running, especially from the slot if you're running kind of underneath stuff, button hooks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2018, Jaxon Smith-Njigba has the fastest short shuttle drill at the combine. He ran a 3.93 seconds short shuttle in 2023. Jaxon Smith-Njigba was also a first-round pick. I want to say he went like 11th. Jeff, look that up for me. Luke McCaffrey has the second fastest short shuttle drill of any receiver since 2018. 4.02. This is also a dude that started, where you have that?
Number 20.
Number 20. Okay, thank you. This is also a dude that only started playing receiver about 2 years ago.
It's a quarterback.
He was a quarterback. It's also a dude that's 6'2". 6'2 with that kind of quickness. Usually,
you know what?
It's going to be interesting.
I got another theory, too. Emergency quarterback.
Maybe.
Hey.
Well, you know.
Guy that played it till 2 years ago, if he's on your roster, you can go with him instead of being like Denver and have to play what the hell ever.
They've changed the rule, but yeah, that's interesting. Rome Odunze, so the three wideouts at the top of this draft that everybody talked about, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze. Rome Odunze's short shuttle drill, 4.03. Mm-hmm. So a hundredth of a second less. I don't want to keep pointing out the athletic profiles because it doesn't guarantee anything. Who was my man, the tight end from South America?
Oh, the one that came here?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Reyes.
Reyes, yeah.
Reyes looked like the greatest athlete on planet Earth.
Yep.
Didn't amount to much.
He was basically a robot.
But my point is there is a reason all of these dudes, to me, landed in Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
And the athletic profiling stands out. Trevor Sikkema joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.